black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dad. We're here with you guys in the building. What's good?
We are in the flesh. Every now and then I want to put my headphones on so I can EQ my sound.
Not professional. You know
make sure we're like good. No, these things start getting a little annoying.
A little bit.
You know what I mean? So we sound good. We look good.
What's good, everybody?
What's good, everybody? Everybody.
Hope everybody had a great weekend.
Yeah, in the building.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I went to Sha-Rock. Mm-hmm. She's the first lady of hip hop.
Okay.
The very first female MC ever recorded was MC Sha-Rock, down with the Funky 4+1. You know what I mean? And so they have a Sha-Rock Day.
Okay.
This is the 5th annual in the Bronx. So I get a call from Professor Griff, mm-hmm. from the legendary Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame group, Public Enemy.
Right.
And he said, yo, Doc, I'm in town. Mm-hmm. What it do?
Right.
I said, let's meet up over there. So we get up over there. A lot of legends in the building, you know what I mean? Icons in the mm-hmm. building, paying homage to the first lady of hip hop. I think they gave her, I think the mayor came through or some of his constituents and turned this day, June 3rd or 4th, I think it was the 3rd.
It was the 3rd, yeah.
It's officially Sha-Rock Day.
Nice.
So let's clap that up.
Nice.
The iconic Sha-Rock.
Nice.
So I got a chance to meet her. It was kind of busy out there. Yeah. It was hosted by Rod Digger, legendary Rod Digger.
Nice.
Who was in the building. And so I got to see some elders, classic hip-hop people. So that's what I did.
Okay. That's dope. So Saturday, I went to the 5K.
Well, 5K run.
For my boys, not-for-profit, Heart of the City. It's called Steps for Change. Mm. It was really cool. I forget the councilman's name, but he is from that area. And when he was talking about, because it was over by Eden Wall Projects, and he was talking about he's from a certain area in the Bronx called the Valley. He was just like, yo, when I was coming up the Valley and Eden Wall didn't rock with each other, which is still, it was like that when I was in high school as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
But he was just like, well, we're here now, you know, walking for change for gun violence because somebody had just gotten killed the day before in that area. So it is a very real thing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Also, it was my man Q's birthday that just passed.
Okay, happy birthday, Q.
Well, he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, okay,
to gun violence. So it was
the timing of this.
Yes.
Was kind of like that. Okay.
Yeah, and he passed away. And my man Q, he passed away after we had graduated from college.
I
you
remember,
know what I'm saying?
Something weird happened, you yeah. told me, and it was...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it was one of those things where, like, every time I think about him, you think about... When how we think about like ourselves, our kids, our friends, you think like just do this, you'll be all right. You
yes,
know what I'm saying? Just
yes, yes.
Graduate high school, graduate college, you'll be all right.
And you're still not all right.
And you're still not all right. And that was completely random, you
especially,
know, what happened to him.
Yeah, especially here in New York City or any one of these inner city streets, I'm a 55-year-old man, and I still worry where you could find yourself in a situation that's just not in your favor. It's so much violence, you know, taking over the streets, and so much a lack of respect for life itself.
Yes.
That, you know, we find ourselves in these situations, and it's very, very tough. You would think at 55, I'm safe, I'm good.
Right.
Not necessarily. Yeah. So, that was a good thing that you did and got out and walked and stuff.
Yeah, so that was dope. And it was a nice turnout. So hopefully next time, you know, they give an event, more and more people
come
out.
You have to start somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And this brings us to show 388.
Yes.
So when I'm speaking to young people about starting business, especially the lack of patience for people, just keep in mind, 388 times we sat here, and that doesn't include the other 200 interviews we did of just sitting down, getting stuff done. It's going to require time, energy, and effort, and perseverance for anything you want. There's no secret sauce to any of this stuff.
Yeah.
There's no magic bullet, none of that kind of stuff. It's the hard work, and that's whether you're starting a podcast, you're working on your relationship, you trying to go to the NBA or play college ball. And so I salute anyone that puts time in to, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Get things done. So let's do a roll call. Who we have out here? I know the fam is in the building.
El Paso, Greenville, South Carolina.
That's what we talking
Freeport,
about.
Freeport, Augusta, GA, Paris.
Paris in the building. Lovely place.
Nice.
Lovely place.
BK in the house. Who else? Florida in the house was good. Maryland was good.
Maryland in the building.
Upstate New York. Peace. What's happening?
What's happening? North Carolina.
Newark.
Newark.
Newark was good.
Mass in the building. Columbia South. ATL for show.
LA tapped in. What's happening?
So now all of this is beautiful, man. You know what we do. We show up here on Mondays and Thursdays.
Watts was good. Plainville, New Jersey. That's a fact. Yes, yes.
And, you know, we give it to you the best we can give it to you. Pause. And Dante, what's good? I see you, King.
Yeah, pause there. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, and so, but we appreciate your presence
Absolutely.
Here. For what is we do. I got one major, major announcement to make.
Okay.
And that major announcement is... Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I was like, where's he going? Yes.
At 5 p.m. tomorrow, I am going to open the portal for 5 hours on my website.
Yeah.
And everything.
Oh, snap.
On the website is going to be 50% off.
Jesus.
For 5 hours.
Were we in that meeting?
Yes.
50%?
Yes. 5 hours.
Sheesh.
The reason I'm doing it at 5 p.m., I wanted to do it at high noon, is people trying to get home. You heard it here. 5 hours tomorrow. Stay tuned. I'm opening it and closing it so we can get this Father's Day, Juneteenth, juices flowing.
Yeah, I almost forgot about Juneteenth.
Because they slip it in now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have its proper.
Yeah.
And then they have the LG HDTV community. you know,
they have like 147 days, like some type of holidays, some type of Memorial Day, some type of day dedicated to that community a year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That doesn't sound like oppression to me.
Yeah. 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 So, that's what's going on with that.
Is that Eastern time? That is definitely Eastern
time. That's definitely Eastern time.
Because we're in the East.
What's good, Urban X? Next Nation ain't happened. A new exclusive. Still, wait.
That's up, Aunt
C. It's up. What's wrong with you, Aunt C? That's up.
The email went out. Email
number
blast.
Six. That's up.
That's up. And the Instagram post.
Yeah. We're getting good feedback from that.
Yeah, man.
It's Pride Month and another... drop another bomb, Doc. All right. For the LB, LGHDTV.
LBGHDTV.
Yeah, I like LGHDTV. I support that. Even I got some hoodies left over. And it's not hoodie season.
Yes.
But when I say everything.
Okay.
Everything for 5 hours.
All right.
I'm going to open it and I'm going to close it.
All right.
That's it. And then it's back to business as usual. So... Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to throw that out there.
So real quick, again, the membership, the new exclusive episode is in there. So it's episode 6. So somebody, I think like one of my favorite comments that we got in there, I'm going to read it. Somebody said, Mondays and Thursdays shows are like hard copy. Saturday shows are like actual lectures. You know, keep up the Bobby Hemming tradition and stuff.
That was so dope.
I love that. Yeah, cause that's literally what we're trying to go for.
That's literally what we're doing. Monday and Thursday is definitely hard copy. Y'all all right? You know how Bobby get y'all all right? And we do the hard copy. And then
that's literally what we go for. So I thought that was dope.
So I'm going to give you a preview. Because we never really, we know where they're going.
Yeah.
But this Oppenheimer movie is interesting.
The one, what's his name? Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, where they're creating a nuclear bomb.
Yes.
So I'm going to delve into the occult aspect.
Okay.
Of the nuclear bomb, the aliens, everything. Yes. Extraterrestrials, how all of that came about. Aleister Crowley. Yeah. It's going to be a nice little, rabbit hole we go down.
Also, the people who are sending me graduation pictures of their kids, Thursday we will shout you guys out.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so keep sending them so we can add more to the thing because we like to, you know, shout people out for the Urban Excellence.
Yes, right? That's what this is all about.
All right, so let's get it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Apple had their, quarterly unveiling thing where they talk about that the disc the phone isn't 12 inches anymore. It's 12.3 inches
to make it more the way they say,
aerodynamic. And
this is Tim Cook. We have taken it where we've never taken it before.
Right.
Not 12 inches, 12.2. Over to you, Bob.
Yes, and the new iPhone is 12.2, which makes it more aerodynamic. Now I can throw it against the wall. I'm just like, what the hell are y'all talking about? Just get to the stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing that I think everybody was really waiting for was the announcement of the new VR, AR glasses, augmented reality glasses. Mm-hmm. They're calling it, wait for this, Apple Vision Pro. Very creative. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they do it,
And then they had another part where he said, because you could see through it.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not like you immerse where you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
Like the old kind.
Yeah, because I almost ran into Noble.
This is what I'm saying.
My other joints on. I almost took him out.
Yeah. See through it.
Yeah.
And you know what they're calling it? Wait for it. Eyesight. Like, who sat around on?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? They probably took a bunch of drugs and locked themselves in the room
and cramming and stuff. And they came
prayed to Steve Jobs. They probably did all of that.
They came out with eyesight.
Yeah. And you know how much they cost? $3,500.
$3,500. I'll be getting a pair.
Jeez.
Because I like, gadgets. And so, but you know what? They come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, maybe around Father's Day next year, you guys can start a fund already.
Yeah.
And get going. Because, these are the ones I've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to invest in any augmented reality.
They look tough. We're joking.
Yeah.
They do look tough. I'm not going to lie to you.
And this is what the future is. And the fact that I can be on my iMac and I can bring everything on my iMac with a touch of a hand up in front of me, so now I got my iMac open. I can have chats going on.
Yeah.
Let's say FaceTime over here. I could do all this, and I can still see everything in the room. I can bring 3D. Now watching a movie is real crazy. Now.
Okay, well, can we discuss what we're all thinking about here? Everybody's thinking it.
What are we thinking?
Everybody's thinking it. You said movies look amazing. You know it'll really look amazing.
What would really look amazing?
Porn.
Oh, boom.
We're all thinking it. I just said it.
Porn, Malcolm. who raised you, son? This is bad.
It does look crazy. Being able to talk and stuff like that. You can have FaceTimes with people.
Yes.
You can have your messages up there. That's crazy.
The 3D movies, you are now immersed with spatial sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so now... And you can make the screen this big, 100 inches, which, because, I was trying to get that projector.
Oh, yeah.
the 100-inch projector, yeah. and everybody shot me down. Now I don't need it because I'm going to have my glasses.
Right.
Y'all can be watching whatever y'all want to watch.
Right. So, like, do you think they have something to where, like, if we all got stuff, like, we could, like, connect it to one?
Yes.
That's fire.
Yes. They said we could share music.
That's tough.
Anything.
Yeah, that's tough.
You know, and now the game experience is different. You could be literally at the games.
Yeah, because didn't they already start that, right?
They started, but this is Apple.
Yeah.
So it's going to be next level, guys. $3,500 is a huge, huge price to pay, but, you know.
And somebody joked, somebody tweeted that every time Apple does one of these things, they shut down like 1,000 new startups.
1,000 new startups be already shut down because they be so far behind Apple in where they're going with it. And Apple don't make these leaps until they're ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
because people have been waiting for this for years.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But they wanted to make sure they did it right. And I actually thought they were going to get it, the glasses even smaller. I think that's going to be in future.
Because I don't like they got the wire attached to it. That's a little...
Yeah, it's a little archaic, so to speak. I'm waiting for them to get glasses like that with that kind of technology.
That's scary.
That's going to be scary. So... But $3,500 is and that's the starting point.
Yeah, but you know what? Like I watched a bit of it before it got to the glasses, and it feels like Apple is marketing not even to like the everyday person anymore. They're advertising to like super professional graphic designers. Because like, what do I care about? You know what the rendering speed to these?
Yes.
You know, Silicon M3 Mac. But Mac, I don't care.
But you will care because as we move into this next dimension of things, where everything is going to be faster, and you're going to need certain speeds to do certain things, it'll matter. Right now, as a novice, you know, some kids are just rich kids that just buy that just for the movies, and the games that's in it, and all of your apps that's on your phone are inside of this joint.
That is crazy.
So you could just be tapping, and there's no goofy things in your hands, and you know you gotta have these. None of you just move your hands and voice command,
and it can like based on what you're looking at in the apps, like it'll like animate.
Yes.
Based on like what you're looking at.
This is bonkers.
That is ill.
So if you have time, watch the presentation. Go to apple.com. Mm-hmm. You can see it. And just skip to the last part if you just want to worry about the glasses and stuff. So really, really techie stuff coming through. And I like techie stuff.
Yeah. Somebody said Apple has money for research and development. Small businesses haven't been able to keep up. Yeah, and you know what they do too? They just buy the other business. Like if a small business is actually doing something
that they like.
That they like, they'll just buy it.
Yeah. They'll just buy it.
That's what Facebook does as well. Like they just kinda big business, man.
Big business.
Big bank take little bank.
Big bank take little bank all the time, bro. And so that's where this thing is going. Yeah, if you got P5 and all that, it's all in there.
Somebody said it's a trap. Yeah, you know, that's already Player One.
Yeah, but it's a trap you can't avoid.
That's what's happening.
This was a trap.
Yeah.
If we want to be technical
Do you think that those VR, AR glasses, do you think they will become like mainstream like AirPods are? You get what I'm saying? Like AirPods are like mainstream. The iPhone itself, like I remember when there was still some diversity. Some people had BlackBerry, some people had iPhones, maybe. Mm-hmm. Motorola Razors, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just like, it's either iPhones and people that want to go against the grain.
Yeah,
with
the
green bubble.
Yeah. They have all that kind of stuff. But all of these things that we immerse in that's outside of self, it's twofold. Remember I told you, anything outside of self, sometimes you innately shut down the inner ability to do those things, but that's where society is going.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine my 10-year-old kid not having a phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for the Cash App.
Thank you for the Super Chat.
But you understand my point? When we went to school, you left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you showed back up, you was home.
Yeah.
And you know, that I'm talking about all day.
Yeah.
There was no way to find out if you got to school. Then if you didn't come home, maybe you went to the after school program. Mm-hmm. Your parents didn't start looking for you until about 8 o'clock at night. The damn... people who accosted you have a 12-hour head start because they picked you up in the morning when you went to get your candy from school. They're in another state by the time your parents go, where's Dwayne?
Yeah.
Anybody seen Dwayne?
Yeah.
No, real talk.
Yeah.
And see, now, you know, you couldn't imagine sending your kids anywhere without a phone.
Yeah, so. Noble's Daycare has live camera feeds.
Camera feed.
You could just watch them.
You could just be in there like this. Yeah, He did that shit. And yeah, before, I saw it.
Before with us, I just, good luck.
Good luck, man. Yeah. Hope everything's all right.
Yeah.
And then, but we would feel your energy as we were walking up to the babysitter. If you was, and then we go, all right, maybe it's time for a new babysitter. But now, you know, you could tune in and be like, okay, my child is fine. So those are the pluses and minuses of that situation. But count me in for some VR glasses.
Yeah, these are cool. These look cool. $3,500.
Yeah, no. There will be no price that I won't spend on.
They're going to get a lot of people to finance those, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Schools.
And then they got their own credit card, too. So now, like, you want these? Sign up for our credit card.
Yes.
To buy these.
Oh, you qualify. Yeah. Now you spend the rest of your life paying. But imagine being in a recording studio now, talking to my engineers, and everything is virtual. So no more big-ass mixing board rooms. You have enough computing power in your piece, and you are sliding, because remember, it's all hand gestures and voice gestures, so I'm sliding up the controllers. I see everything, because everything that's on my Mac, I can literally bring it up in front of me. So I got you in the booth here, wherever you are.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? With your vocals, I'm seeing it. Yeah. I got this popping, and now this thing is immersive.
Yeah, somebody's going to do some like real incredible stuff with this technology.
Yep. And you're going to be like, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
in. Somebody's going to do something crazy with this. So, interesting stuff.
Right. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, today, Cornel West, he announced that he is running for president. And this was his tweet. I am running for truth and justice as a presidential candidate for the People's Party to reintroduce America to the best of itself, fighting to end poverty, mass incarceration, ending wars, ecological collapse, guaranteeing housing, healthcare, education, and living wages for all.
All right. Now, all that shit he said was bullshit. Keep it being. That's what you're supposed to say when you're running. As an independent, I'm going to look out for old people.
Yeah.
Got to do that. Health, education, all the bullet points. You know what I'm saying? Stop the war, health, housing. Yeah, it's all the shit Black Dot would say.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, he might have.
Don't say he has a chance.
No. I'm not. I didn't say that, though.
Don't say that.
I'm saying he might have come in on a time where Black people want, like, they are begging for something, even for any bit of hope, right?
Hope for me, right?
So a lot of Black people are fed up with Biden. As many Democrats, they're fed up with Biden. They don't want a Republican because they just can't go Republican.
Right.
Cornel West, he might resonate with enough Black people to not give it a chance.
No, he will, but what he's going to do is dilute. See, the Republicans love this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because all you're doing is diluting the Democratic vote.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, the white Democrats, they're about to get at him.
Yes.
They're about to, they're about to send Michael Dyson after him.
They love this.
What's his name?
Your man, Roland Martin. Lamont Hill.
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy? Roland Martin and him, they're actually frat brothers. And Cornel West. Yes, they're actually frat brothers. And mark in my head, they're going to send them all at Cornel West, because that's just how the Democratic party works.
But all you're doing is giving people, remember, choice is an illusion between those with power and those without.
Absolutely.
So the fact that your mind registers that you have a choice, that makes you feel good inside. Yeah. I can go Apple or I can go Samsung or
Google.
But just saying, you know what I mean? They all do the same thing, but the fact that you think you're free and you have a choice, that matters.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not voting for Biden. He too old. I'm definitely not voting for them Republicans.
Yeah.
Them racist piece of shit.
Right.
Look at my man.
Right.
I'm going to give him my vote. You split the Democratic vote. Republicans hop over the fence.
Well, because Republicans are going through the same thing, though.
But they're going through the same thing, not on a... But see, they're going to split
their vote. They're going to keep it in party.
But they're going to keep theirs in party.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not throwing shade on my man. But y'all should know. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That's like me saying I'm running with a straight face. I'm running.
We could do this.
We could do this.
We could do this, y'all.
And I'll get a few votes. Since you saw. Wait till my campaign. You
yeah.
seen it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be running my campaign too. Yeah.
Somebody said, where the damn, there goes the reparation. Listen, yeah, listen.
Oh, that's definitely out the window. That was out the window before it started, but that's a whole other conversation.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, Cornell Independent. I just, again, like I said, I think he came in on like a really just good momentum, just the way.
Let's see.
The people are right now. I don't.
We will see.
You know what I want? I just want to see a independent on actual debate stage. That's all I want to see.
Okay.
We were talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the only thing is, because a lot of people have come out in support of him. The guy who, the first creator of Twitter, what was his name? First CEO, Jack Dorsey. He came out and endorsed him, like directly endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president. The thing is, like, when he talks, it's very hard to to hear him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? To articulate
because he has a throat injury. So it's like really hard to listen to that. And that all goes into the actual performance of
the debate stage,
you know what I'm saying?
What's the talking? It's a certain science to it. Obama has it. Change is coming to America. You know, it's a certain cadence that they use that's very important when projecting your voice to sound like a strong, you know, you can't be.
Because Trump did the same thing in the opposite direction. He was talking to people who can't read above a third grade level.
And that's why we're, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, I never touched that lady. Hey, guys, we got to get rid of these Mexicans. And build a wall. Mm-hmm. And so he dumbed it down, so to speak, and resonated on a frequency that said, that's our guy. It's all a part of the scheme. You know
so
what I mean?
Somebody said this is for publicity for him to travel state to state. So I haven't heard about Cornel West in a really, really long time.
Yeah, but again, there are no surprises, and the cabal won't allow you to do anything but what the cabal. Can I say cabal?
I think. I don't know.
Okay.
YouTube be changing their policies when they feel like they want to know, when they want to like let you hear the truth or not.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Yeah, because they just announced a reversal in their policy to allow people to say that the 2020 election was fraud.
Wow, that's a big step.
That's a big step.
Because you couldn't say that a few years back.
No, that was you Russian propaganda. Even though 2016, everybody on the Democratic side was saying that was fraud because Trump won.
Yes.
So the other way around is illegal, but neither here nor there.
And so, you know, they're not going to allow anything to happen that's not supposed to happen. How do you entertain and keep this many people involved in something that means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah.
So there has to be potential for change. There has to be resistance, proagonist, antagonist. There has to be all of these things working at the same time because you have to make an educated decision on your future. But they have already decided your future 40, 50 years in advance. How many times we got to get up here and say that?
Yeah.
But there are still people who don't believe it. They believe that their vote counts.
Yeah.
And that they could change America.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Do you think, so me and my friends were talking about Mike Pence running, right?
Oh, that's also
for the Republicans.
For the Republicans, yeah.
Because we were talking about DeSantis and the Trump thing, and that's like, DeSantis feels like the obvious choice for Republicans.
Yes.
But it seems like Trump has like his eyes like locked in on him just as far as like where the beef is coming from. Pence might be like the dark horse of that.
Well, let's go. I don't know a lot about Pence, but I do remember people saying we don't want him in.
Right.
When he was the vice president, they was like, this is the definition of the Klan. You know what I mean? And so Remember, it's all a show.
Yeah.
So what position does he play in that show? Do you know?
I don't like the way you look at me. Anytime you make that face, it's either something disgusting or something completely untrue.
Nothing vile. But what happens is the way the... We'll get into some magic tonight, right?
Okay, so, all right.
The way the obelisk in Washington is set up and the White House.
Yes.
There's a certain energy that when a new president comes in, all of the Masons go, the high-ranking ones, they go around the obelisk or underground, and they generate this energy to project images into the White House so that the incoming president knows what time it is. Mm. And so, you know, the obelisk being Osiris's, you know, penis, and the White House being the dome being the womb of Osiris. And so, the womb of
Isis,
Aset. And so this is major magic ritual that takes place. That's only done in two other places. In Rome, it has the obelisk. Do you know I did a whole music video on that obelisk in Central Park? And helicopters showed up around?
No. Which one? Which video?
Me, Red Pill, Blue Pill, Ghetto Shaman.
Okay, I think I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and when we walked in there, real talk, the park cleared out, that whole area. And we climbed the fence, and we was on top of the obelisk doing our music video. Fucking helicopters showed up. True story. Anyway, so every president has to go through that same process. To let them know this ain't a game. This is bigger than you could ever imagine. We'll get into that on the exclusive as well.
All right.
Big Rich.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So the other day, one of Diddy's sons, Justin, he was arrested for DUI, I think LA. So as a result of that,
how old is he now? About your age?
He got to be my age. I think he's a year younger than me. He graduated from my... Yeah, he graduated after me.
Okay.
So his mom, Misa, everybody knows her, right?
Yeah.
She's the mother of his son, of Justin. She went on an Instagram rant, and I'm going to go through the rant.
Go through the rant, man.
Okay, so she said, quote, "Everybody has to sit around for years and act like there isn't anything wrong with you. This is where the buck stops for me." She said, "If anything has ever happened to my son, God forbid, what is anybody going to say to me? When we all know whose fault it would be." She said, and Christina, I don't know who that is. Who's that?
I have no idea who Christina is. Maybe that's his mother.
Whose mother? Oh, Diddy's mother. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
And Christina, "If you ever try to handle me again, I will go straight across your head." Don't know who that is. Okay. "Stay out of my way. You are a nice person. Everybody is tough until it is be tough." She was going off.
Okay, so.
She was like, "And how do you go from one of the greatest to ever do it to making all of your money off alcohol and suing the damn alcohol company? Sell something healthy that builds our people up. I'm sick of it." So she was going in. She was posting other people's tweets. Yeah, she was going off. And I'm hearing that she has been talking to Kimora Lee Simmons, who is trying to get Kim Porter's case reopened.
That's going to be trouble.
So allegedly.
That's going to be big, big trouble. That, my friend, and there was a lot more.
It was a lot more, yes.
Emails that went with that. People are fed up. It's been an abuse of power.
Yeah.
For many, many years. And the Kimora Lee situation, she was the one person that they do not want to get involved. She tried to stay out of it for years. Because when you open Pandora's box, because now Russell Simmons, he was dating her when she was 15 years old. This thing is crazy. But Kimora Lee was the number one confidant of Kim Porter. And so she knows a lot of stuff. And she may even know where those tapes are. You know what I'm saying? That Kim secretly recorded Diddy for years, and that was her only leverage.
Allegedly.
And things of that nature. And so...
Is he trying to put an album out this year? So he...
Yeah, this man is running through a lot right now.
Yeah.
And it's coming to a head, in a lot of instances... allegedly underage boys, just a lot of stuff coming to a head. This industry is wicked. I try to tell you guys this, not because I was hating on the industry. And Jay-Z's up next because he's been running from that so-called son of his.
Oh, yeah.
For 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I think about the landscape of his legacy now, if that's the heir to the throne. Mm. Right? Not Blue or no. This kid right here.
Yeah.
Right? Who took his DNA test and Jay-Z has been avoiding it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Because he knows. Right? I'm coming for half. I'm coming for... is this your king? Like my man from Black Panther. I'm coming for everything that's mine. Yeah. And so the image, the reputation, and he's involved with a whole bunch of stuff. These guys.
Yeah, yo, listen.
It's getting bad.
It feels like a lot of entertainment, a lot of government. It's just everything is just out.
It's collapsing all at once.
Everything is just out.
There has to be a new. But before things can renew themselves, they have to hit rock bottom. So you're seeing it in real time. If I was Diddy, Jay-Z, a few of these guys, I would be hella worried.
Yeah, because it seems like they're losing ground to stand on. Like a lot of their reputation is taking a hit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? A lot more people are coming out. And I'm not talking about the stories that we've all heard.
Oh, Christina's Diddy's assistant.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm not talking about the stories we've all heard. Like, I don't know how many times I can hear Dame talk about, like,
the
fall of Rockefeller. I don't know how many times I can hear Gene Deal talk about the same. Like, I'm talking about the other end of those coins, the other side of those coins, where... If you were just to talk about that in the barbershop, people would look at you as crazy. But now it's just like, yo, this is
common information now. And I keep telling people, the access to information, you can if you have time, you can put pieces together on your own and create like any detective with a whole timeline of the deaths, the this, the that, the that, the that, the that, and they all line up, and you know that. But you have to have a certain amount of protection. Mm-hmm. And he has it.
Yeah.
Right? He has it. When we think about agents and, informants, there are levels to every game. And certain people have a classification or clearance that gives them pretty much leeway to do as they please.
Yeah.
And he would have to be one of those individuals because he gets away with everything.
Yeah. Everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down. And again, you know, she ain't lying. You know, you went from selling music to all you're doing is selling alcohol and things of that nature.
He still has Ciroc?
If he don't, he has related
alcoholic
products and things of that nature. And so, you know, we're going to see.
We're going to see.
But we're in the 50 years of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we speak about in the supreme mathematics, 5 is the power or refinement.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to regain power back of this culture that belongs to us, mm-hmm. there's going to have to be a refinement period. And that refinement period means we got to clean up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got to call certain individuals to the carpet, and we have to deal with it because if not, it's just another lost phenomenal art form / culture that came, was seized, and moved on.
Yeah.
And so when I was out at the event this Saturday watching the elders, they all need healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Among other things. And so when we speak about 50 years and these elders who put down the body of work don't even have health care and things of that nature. Those are the issues that need to be addressed.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
And we shall return.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one father and son podcast.
And because, you know, I put my hands on her because, you know, I don't play.
We're back.
I said, don't you raise your voice in my house. I try to Betty Shabazz my wife. She said, nigga, who you talking to? I was like, I'm sorry, I got that from the movie. I thought it would work. She says, you know, don't try that shit with me. I'm from Brooklyn. Anywho.
And we're back.
We're back.
And we're back. Shouts out to all those businesses.
Yes.
Support. I have my reading tomorrow.
Got a reading tomorrow. All right.
With the goddess herself.
All right.
Now in the building.
Yes, now in the building. So I'm excited for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go get yours. Go get on her schedule.
Some of the things I can tell you, like, you slow.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
You know.
I like to get a second opinion. So that
just to make sure.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Or a third opinion because everything's some slow too. But, you know.
Oh, me and Avery. Yeah. See, me and Avery, we got it.
Third opinion.
We both
that's
slow.
That's so cool. That's cool. That's cool.
So Shout out to Ascending Infinite Goddess. Yes.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
Saturday was Leslie's birthday.
Oh, snap.
Shout out, Leslie.
Happy birthday, Leslie.
Leslie was out in the city somewhere doing it big. I saw the pictures.
Dope.
I saw the pictures.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know she was Gemini.
Oh.
That is Gemini.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It is. Yes, yeah. It is. Oh, we still got the shirts, the Gemini
shirts.
Yeah,
listen, it's all in there, 50% off.
Yeah, tomorrow, we'll do that. We'll
but
do that.
But tomorrow now.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say, so there's a story out, right? Now, apparently, this YouTuber, I thought it was an interesting story. His name is Trevor Jacob. And he pled guilty because he's currently facing 20 years because he jumped out of a plane mid-flight to crash it in a remote area for YouTube views.
I like it. Anything to get some views out. Anything.
That is crazy.
Did he kill some people on the ground?
No, it was a remote area.
Yeah, kill some people. That really, nah, I'm only kidding. No, but this is how far it's going now.
Yeah.
That is the extreme, what we call clout chasing. That is the extreme,
I don't even know if that's
level
clout chasing.
Like, of whatever, like, that is, to jump out of a plane in midair. And that's...
You know what's crazy? I was listening to like really, really, really big YouTubers, right? They have like 10 million subscribers, them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't post every day. They don't post every week sometimes. They post like once a month because it takes them so long to do one video.
Why? Because it's like a...
It's so much money that goes into it. Sometimes they get the video animated first. They tell an animation studio what they want, animate it so we can see how it looks before we do it.
Oh,
that's how much money they put into these videos, but the videos get 10 million, 20 million views. You get what I'm saying?
Man, I would love to animate the Ghetto Cosby story.
That'd be crazy.
Wow.
That'd be crazy, but there is a different level. So this guy is doing, he's basically trying to kill himself for some views, and then there are people who take their, you know, their videos so serious and so meticulous about it that they get it animated before they even shoot it. That's crazy.
Well, but you can do that when you know that there's going to be a return on that video.
Yeah, no facts.
So if I spend $8,000 to edit up an animated video, but I know when I release it, I'm going to get a return on that, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
You know?
That guy, Mr. Beast, all his videos be like 30, 40 million views.
He got a new community now. Did he buy everybody in his... on his channel or everybody that worked for him?
Oh, yeah.
Houses,
yeah.
And they created their own community now.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard about that.
It's getting like, so at first, I like what he's doing. I like, he gives a lot of money out. He cured all those people for blindness, like, and people are mad at that. But the keeping everybody in house like that, I don't know how I feel about that. Because when BlackRock does it, we get upset like, yo, what the hell y'all trying to do?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think, well, Apple does it. You know, they got their own community with you work there, stay there.
It feels like...
It's all dependent.
Feels weird.
It does, but look at it from a creative standpoint.
Okay.
We got a bunch of creatives around.
Yeah.
People work their own hours.
Yeah.
Because, you know, black folk, it might be 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When a thought comes to you. And so knowing that you can wake up and you have the creative tools necessary around, other people are up working, it may work if you guys like each other.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess, you know.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So there was an article that came out today. A former intelligence official who has become a whistleblower has given Congress and the intelligence community inspector general intensive classified information about deeply covert programs that he says they received intact and partially intact crafts from non-human origins.
Yes, drop a bomb to that. Now, I'm dropping a bomb to that because you would think that this would have our community in an uproar of just like, whoa, but nobody really cares, Malcolm. Why is that?
Ah, yeah, you said it a couple shows ago.
The stuff that shouldn't matter does not matter.
Yeah, we're desensitized to the truth.
Desensitized to groundbreaking things.
Yeah, that's
supposed to stop the world and go, wait a minute. The government is now saying this?
Yeah.
So where do we go from here with our, when do we meet them? You know, when is the press conference? Yeah. When is this thing going to, when are we going to merge these, you know, this myth along with this reality? When is all of this stuff going to happen? Or why is the government telling you that now?
That's that too.
Are they telling you this now because they can no longer hide it?
That too, yeah.
Right? Because they, again, there are people who are putting stuff together with all them fake NASA videos, and they looking at every frame in the video and saying this is a fake.
Yeah.
And so much stuff that I think now they have no choice but to reveal something.
And because, like, you're not going to tell me that all of these leaks from inside the government are just happening now. Like, I might be putting too much faith in the government, though. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like if nothing happens without them actually wanting it to happen.
Yeah.
But then when you talk to people who work for the government, they go, yo, we're so underfunded. Like,
no, your department is so underfunded.
That too.
Our department, I got 7 that C7 too. Clearance.
Yeah.
With stuff that not even the president knows.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Greer, he's somebody, like if you're in the UFO community, you know him. And he's appointed, he's a citizen, but he's appointed to brief every president that comes in on a zero gravity technology, which has been around since the Nazis.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Again, the movie Oppenheimer is dealing with the race against Germany to do a number of things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. And so, but that first nuclear blast sent out that wave throughout the universe. Mm-hmm. And then that's when all of the inner beings, because they're subterranean, extraterrestrial, and interstellar beings. Mm. So it's 3 different kind of beings that can come here. Some who just sort of can morph into third dimensional density or out of it, you know, based on how they feel and just operate. Because, you know, your vision is only but the spectrum of the rainbow. Or whatever the case may be, you know?
Nah, that movie doesn't come out until July?
July 21st.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go check that.
Right? Then there's underground caves and caverns that we understand. And then, you know, your interstellar, just people who can show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They understand time and space as we see it is different than the way it really is.
Yeah.
And it was explained to me by Dr. Blair. Like I said, he said it's like taking a piece of paper and folding it, jumping over, and then when the paper opens back up,
you're on the other side.
You're now on the other side. And that was the best way he used to explain it to us and how they move from place to place, but understanding their coordinates of where they want to be and can be there. You know what I mean? Mm. And so, you know, we're going to see a lot of things going on. Yeah, Billy Carson also speaks of these things. And so I'm pretty sure the movie Oppenheimer might be something he
check that out.
Delves into. But I'm going to do something tomorrow for Urban Exclusives, the way I get it in. And, you know.
Let's do it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban
And I think this movie is going to win an Oscar.
You know, it's his first, I think, R-rated movie in like 15 years or something like that?
I think it's definitely, it has Oscar potential.
Okay.
And how it was shot.
They used some like practical effects for some of the explosions. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he damn near wanted them to have like real nuclear bombs go off.
Yeah.
For the movie.
Yeah. So interesting stuff.
So I came across a New York Times article and it says, and this is the tweet, then I'll go into the article. It says, the decision by some Ukrainian soldiers to wear patches with Nazi icons threatens to reinforce Russian propaganda used to justify the invasion. It also could give the symbols mainstream life after the West's decades-long effort to eliminate them. If that's not gaslighting and telling you, I don't know what that, yo.
Yes.
I almost went crazy reading that because if you remember last year when this invasion first started, Putin himself was saying, we got people there, like the Russian people over in Ukraine who have been getting bombed on and killed for 8 years by Nazis, right? Yep. People have been sharing pictures of these Ukrainian soldiers, throw up the Nazi salute, throw up their Ukrainian flags with the Nazi symbols on them. Some have Nazi tattoos, the swastikas and all that stuff all year, right? And people kept saying that's Russian propaganda, it's fake this. They've come out now. The New York Times are trying to come out and say it's only some of them doing that. And what that does is it reinforces their propaganda to do that.
Spin on it.
Yo.
Crazy spin.
My mind is blown.
It shouldn't be by now, but I understand what you're saying. Yep.
That is crazy.
I understand.
Like, really try to insult your intelligence. Like, that's crazy to me.
Right. Absolutely, man. Intelligence.
Yeah.
There is no intelligence here.
Yeah.
There's zero intelligence on this planet.
Yep. It says
I'm not talking about like individuals. Yeah. I'm saying collectively. They can pull whatever they want to pull off on the people here.
So if we think about this the Russian Ukraine war that's happening right now. And if you just take that because they just told you that what you are seeing is true with these Nazi soldiers in Ukraine, right? If they're telling you that's true, then we are funding Nazis like people have been saying since it's happening because we keep sending hundreds of millions of dollars over to billions of dollars, more money than any other European country has sent over combined only from American tax dollars. Everything starts to really look different now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it just starts to really just... And then the article goes on. It says, since Russia began its invasion of Ukraine last year, Ukraine government and NATO allies have posted, then quickly deleted three seemingly innocuous photographs of their social media feed. A soldier standing in a group, another resting in a trench in American in an emergency work posing in front of the truck. In each photograph, Ukrainians are in uniforms with patches featuring symbols that were notorious by Nazi Germany and have since become a part of the iconography of far-right hate groups. The photographs and their deletions highlight the Ukrainian military's complicated relationship with Nazi imagery, a relationship forged both under Soviet and German occupation during World War II. And it goes on to say this that relationship has become especially delicate because President Vladimir Putin of Russia has falsely declared Russia to be a Nazi state and claim that was used to justify the illegal invasion.
Boom, drop bomb to that.
Crazy.
And then you understand that the Khazarians.
Yes.
That's where they're from.
Yes.
So the ones who migrated, let me say allegedly.
Allegedly.
The ones who migrated over to Israel,
mm-hmm.
These are Khazarian Jews. Mm-hmm. And them Nazis was running their asses. It's a long-lasting war and got nothing to do with nothing else but what it's always had something to do with. Yeah.
Bruh.
People are not ready for
Can
that.
Can you please share the link? I'll share the link to that article
People for you. I'm not ready for that.
I'll share the link to this article for you guys. Yeah, man. I'm tired of it. I am.
It's
exhausting.
Exhausting.
I shared the link in the chat for you guys if you want to read that for yourself. You know, New York Times sometimes is a paywall, but I think that one is fully there.
Right, that one should be free.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, you know, usually I'm a proud, you know, Bronxite. I don't know what you call it, but...
Yeah, throw your X's up,
I'm
man.
I'm a proud, you know, man from the BX. But this woman, Iran Kartal, she married... she's from the Bronx. She married an AI boyfriend.
I like it. Come on.
I'm lying. Her name is Rosanna Ramos. And the AI boyfriend name is Iran Kartal. Okay? Now, she said... This is the quote. I married the perfect man without baggage.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Dude, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Into a virtual dude. And when she able to, I told you, turn him into an actual robot.
Jeez. Yo, you know what those VR glasses reminded me of? And I don't want to say, like, you know, but you remember the Black Mirror episode?
Oh, that was a disgusting episode, bro. That was disgusting, bro. That was really, and you and Eli did not give me a heads up. And I was like, I'm going to go watch it. And he was like, go ahead. Let me know what
you think. Yo, oh my
God. Jeez, that was bad. I don't even want to play like that. In no world. I don't even want to contemplate. It's not really real, son, because we like, in another, you know, it ain't, no, it is.
Yo.
The very thought of that yuckiness. listen, I do support the LGBTV.
Nah, I'm telling you, that episode, you know, it was gross, but it was only genius because the two guys on the screen did not do anything.
That was the genius
part in the episode. Of it,
but listen, yeah, as a man thinketh, so is he. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 7 in the good book. As a man thinketh. Where my man Kamadia? He know the verse. As a man thinketh, so is he.
Like, I remember I had my mother watch it. Like, me and her actually watched it together, and she was just like, and I'm watching it, and I'm thinking about it like, yo, the guys didn't do anything, and it's still gross.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Funny. Funny.
Even the thought of it.
Yeah, that was funny.
Nah, man. I'm good.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Oh, did you guys hear what the CEO of BlackRock said?
What did he say?
He said something real fly. Hold on, I want to get it for you. He said something real fly during a panel talk.
They did give a kiss. Which just made it even worse.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Well, let's see if this way we're the only way we'll know.
That's right.
If we really have feelings for each other.
Oh my gosh, man. So, this is what the CEO of BlackRock said. His name is Larry Fink. He said, "You have to force behaviors. If companies don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race, you're going to be impacted."
Force behaviors. Okay, yeah. Kind of break that down because I'm lost on that.
So we talked about BlackRock owning all these companies.
Okay, yes.
We talked about the ESG. We talked about like the scores.
Oh, so them being able to...
They own everything.
So they basically can regulate behavior.
Yes, especially in corporate America.
Because they own it.
Yes.
And you have to go to work. Sort of how the Jimmy Jab stuff worked.
Yes, absolutely.
You know how that worked. And because we own this company... Mm-hmm. You have to abide by these rules and regulations.
Crazy.
Yeah. But that's how you enforce ideas. Mm-hmm. And that's social engineering.
Engineering, yes.
On a higher level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Interesting.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Do you want to take a quick commercial break before? Oh, no. First, let's talk about this. We talked about RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His interview, he did an interview with Mike Tyson that was taken down by YouTube.
The Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson, yeah, because okay. Mike Tyson has his podcast, and he talked about the CIA killing his father. Now, he's been very, very vocal about this.
Yes.
Again, something that should infuriate you, like your government, you know, agencies are killing presidential nominees. Well, and
they've known that. His whole family has known that.
Yes.
Did you see Jackie O try to run out that car when it happened? Mm-hmm. When she saw the driver mm-hmm. pop her husband? And then they just briefed her, like, look,
yeah,
this is what it is.
Yeah.
And so that whole family has known mm-hmm. what it's been. I just think now he's either looking for sympathy for it mm. or he's trying to use that as a maybe some kind of political ploy to get, because we're in a stage now, if this makes any sense, where things we talked about 10 years ago, which was so far bizarre, are no longer bizarre.
Yeah.
We have caught up to, or society has caught up to all of the so-called conspiracy theories and stuff we've been talking for 10 and 20 years. And so even YouTube now has to kind of loosen up
yeah.
its guidelines, because this is no longer a conspiracy conversation. It is an actual conversation with validity to yeah. it. And so I don't know why now he would take that stand, and like, what is he trying to do? All yeah. these people are dead
yeah.
who were involved. And so what's the purpose of it? And it's something we all knew. The very word conspiracy theory
yeah.
started from the death of his, that's his uncle or his
yes.
father?
Well, he's talking about his father.
Oh, he's talking about Ted. I mean, Robert.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not talking about his uncle.
Oh, he's not talking about his uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but either way,
yeah.
you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? So we all understand his uncle, this the very word mm-hmm. conspiracy theory was introduced by the CIA mm-hmm. based on how many people were saying this story doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know what yeah. I mean? And so there was rumblings back then, but because the CIA owns the media and all of that, they was able to introduce some terms into your lexicon about this and steer people's minds back and forth. And the rest is now, as we call
history.
History.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and now we shall return. Get your questions ready, and we're going to have an after show after this as well.
Yes, we're definitely going to have an after show.
All right, we'll be right back.
Peace.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show. And we're back.
And we are back. Because I'm looking for the same thing. Check out what the bring.
Okay.
No, I forgot the rest of it.
Thank you guys for joining us yet again. We appreciate it. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to have a big flash sale surprise. You ain't going to know what's going to hit you when it's hit you.
5 hours.
5 hours. Y'all don't know.
Okay. 5 hours.
I'll send out emails, text messages.
50% off. Hurry up and buy.
50% off. That is a lot.
Hurry up and buy. You got 5 hours. Hurry up and buy. Yeah. You got credit card. I know you got credit card. You hurry up and buy. You take a card. You spend. Come on. Come on. You spend. Black people, you like to spend everything. Jesus come Christ. On. Spend. Yep. That's what it's going to be. So, no, we appreciate your support. Also, get that membership.
Yes, get the membership so you can watch the exclusive episodes.
Yeah.
All the other good stuff we got in there. We got after shows in there as well.
These exclusives are getting good. They're getting good.
I don't even think we even, like, heated up yet.
We ain't heat up yet. We ain't heat up yet. So we're going to heat up. And then I got the super announcement coming next week.
Yes.
All right?
I'm going to hold you to that.
Hold me to that. And that's that. For members only.
Right.
You want it, you gonna get it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Membership 50% off, dude. Come on now. The membership is just $5.
Yeah, goddamn.
What, $250? You know what? How about we pay you? we just gonna pay you $5 to come listen to us. God damn, man. Every 30 days, $5.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we
when we doing that?
We're gonna do that next week.
Next week, I bet. All right.
Yeah.
We got something else coming. Cool. That's next week as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say something. Yeah, you threw me off. Oh, so did you guys hear about the guy who created Venmo? Venmo.
That's the money think system.
Yes. His name is Brian Johnson. Okay. And he spends $2 million a year for like anti-aging so he could look young.
Like it.
Right? He also injects.
It's called a dream.
Yeah, he also injects himself with his teenage son's blood.
Ooh.
As well. And that was in an actual article.
Yeah.
And they posed with pictures of with blood. Did you see that?
It's called Adreno.
Oh my God. What is. Yeah. This is what I will say. I think it's super impressive how these parasitic evil elites can rebrand some nasty evil stuff into.
Dude, Dracula's been around forever.
Oh my God.
The whole concept of Dracula.
Yo.
You know what I mean? And so, but it's really, but remember, there's different levels to it. The blood that is frightened, you know what I'm saying? That's why adrenaline. So it's important that you're riled up, you know, the vertebrae, and that energy has to come up the vertebrae before. So this is why, and I'm not going to even, you know, get crazy or nothing. This is why they torment you first. You know, if you're a little kid, they scare you really. Go watch the movies Monsters, Inc. That's what that whole movie was about. So one thing to get the blood, that's cool. Got blood banks for that all over the place. It's another thing to get it when it's at its excited point.
It's crazy.
That blood right there, bro, you can live for a long time, they say. The movie Monsters, Inc. is definitely
That movie was deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you think about it, that movie was pretty deep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I saw that and again, one of those things where like y'all playing with my intelligence. Like, yeah, just put this right in my face now.
Because remember, sometimes what they want to do is they have to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And how they introduce it to you is like, oh, that's no big deal. That sounds great. Wow, take a younger person's blood. Put it in my body.
That makes all the sense in the world, right?
All the sense in the world. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Crazy.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So,
Dr. Sleep, great movie.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, dude.
I still haven't seen that, yeah.
Great movie, Dr. Sleep.
I feel like somebody else was telling me to watch that, too.
Yeah, you need to watch that.
Yeah. You know what movie I saw on Netflix? It's pretty good. It's called Missing.
With
you seen it, right? It was I don't know what I was expecting, but it was good. It was a good movie.
With the black girl.
Yeah. And it takes place like completely like on a screen. So like and the fact that you can't even do a movie like that shows how much of our lives are in front of our smartwatches, our phone, or our screen.
Is that when she went to the airport to pick her mother up from? I only saw that piece right there, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was really, really, really good movie. And it shows you that you can be tracked anyway. So the fact that they can't find people.
Right, right. That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to say something else. So remember we were talking about these businesses, right? How like it feels like they're trying to go out of business or something like that. So we have the ESG thing where they have to do these things for a better score, so they get more funding from these companies, right? From the bigger companies like BlackRock stuff, right? So I don't know if you guys know Lululemon.
I've heard of that.
There's like the yoga pants. Yes, yoga pants.
They were in business for a while, right? And didn't they get sued for something?
I don't know if they got sued for something, but right now in one of their stores, right, these guys came in, stole a bunch of stuff, left. Two of their employees called the cops on people who came in, stole a bunch of stuff. The CEO fired the people who called the cops on them.
Why?
Because
that's not your job.
No. Yeah, because they said like, oh, it's just clothes. Like, don't worry about it. But there is a trend of when you can go into these stores, do whatever you want.
And walk out.
And walk out,
basically. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. People load up their stuff, and every now and then you get somebody trying to stop you. These people are walking in.
So, like, what's that about? Like, oh, yeah, trying to go, again, go out of business?
I don't know what that's all about, but I did notice a trend, and it's usually some dude on meth or something, or some homeless dude walking in clear. I saw one dude clear it out and just walked out like nothing.
Yeah.
And here it is, you online, you know, you ain't pay your little money. Yeah, yeah. And they can't, by law, you know what I mean, can't stop them or something. I don't know. But it is an interesting thing.
Yeah, like just watch it. Like again, I don't know what that is because a lot of these stores claim they're closing because of rampant theft. So now all of a sudden you don't want to stop the theft now. You get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Confused.
Very confused. And what happens is, like I said, you fire these employees for doing their job, but that's not their job. At the same time, we covered, dude. We covered for that.
Yeah.
Even Apple, when kids used to run in the store and steal all them damn iPhones.
Yeah.
They better not have them virtuals.
Oh, facts.
I might be in it. Like, look.
Back, you getaway driver?
Eli, this is what I want you to do. Go in the store and fall. When I give you the cue, fall. And then I'm going to grab us two sets because I know you want a set too. And run out the store. Then I'll come back and get you, you know, because... Yeah.
Somebody said insurance money. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is covered in the insurance money. And that's the way that works.
That makes some sense. So what's going on with the Yankee Stadium?
Oh, on August 11th, the official date that hip hop was, I say that with, you know, that hip hop was born, you know, given credit to be created. There's going to be a big performance at Yankee Stadium.
Nice.
Clap that up.
Nice.
And it's going to be to commemorate and honor. Hold on. Let me show you something.
That's dope.
That's going to be super dope. Let me get to the flyer. At Yankee Stadium, Run DMC, Snoop Dogg,
okay,
Lil Wayne, Ice Cube, a whole bunch of people. Kool Herc, Grandmaster Caz, Curtis Blow, Melly Mel, Roxanne Shanté.
Nice.
Sugar Hill Gang. So on August 11th, starting at 4:30.
In the BX.
In the BX. A little something for you.
Can you stop? Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Son.
Leave me alone.
You know you like that. All right, here we go. Malcolm's like, come on, Dad. Stop it. Yeah, so... If you're in the area, you'll come through and check that out. I'll be in the building.
Okay.
More than likely. Your flyer looks like it's too high. I don't know. Can you see the whole flyer?
No, I can't see it. Bro.
Oh, you don't have the whole flyer.
What do you think about Ice Cube being spotted out with Kanye's clone?
I like the way you put that with Kanye's clone. Did they really have beef? What was there?
I don't remember.
Or was it something political? Because they made it seem like they're making up. I don't remember them having no real beef.
Me neither. I'm not going to lie.
You know, maybe it was something that was over exaggerated or something. Yeah. But that's definitely a clone.
Yeah, that don't look like him, man.
But he told you. He told you that what that dude, his trainer, which was his handler.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? When we speak about a handler, how your trainer going to tell you I can have you instituted?
Yeah.
Reinstituted on so many drugs that they would classify you basically as crazy.
Yeah, he said, yeah, you won't even know your kids.
Dude, how can your personal trainer tell you
that? That's crazy.
Unless he's something other than a personal trainer.
Yeah, remember he had ties to all that stuff.
Handler. And so Kanye disappears.
Yeah.
He comes back with a Kardashian lookalike or something. He got her wearing goddamn a tire in a tube.
Yeah.
Yo, ski mask on. And I'm all with the fashion thing, but come on, pipe it down.
Yeah.
Let's make the fashion not for shock value, something you can actually see yourself in. I'm not going to take my wife into the store and be like, we like to get the big tire.
Yeah.
With the stocking cap on and one eye out of the stocking cap. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Did you see, Kim Kardashian saw a clip. She said that she thinks, her opinion, that her tape won't do as much damage to her kids as Kanye's.
I said she is high.
Kanye's issues.
She made it seem like that tape is nothing.
Again. The way they can rebrand anything they want.
Yes.
Now, the tape is nothing. That's just, my butthole's on camera. That's nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah.
But you got to think about this too.
Remember, and she said that she called Kanye because the son saw it on a video game or something like that. And she called him hysterical.
Disturbed. Yeah. But here's the thing. The sexuality situation has taken new heights. By the time her children reach a certain age,
who knows?
Being naked is going to be like nothing.
Yeah.
The LGHDTV community has really, got a hold on this thing, man. And so,
That's funny.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Because if that was the case, why all these women are nervous with the Freaknik?
Yeah, oh, right.
If it's not going to do nothing, these women are like... and hoping the kids ain't like gathering around. Yeah. Get off that goddamn internet. Nah, Ma, we watching the freaking time that shit.
Yeah.
Ma, is that? We want that back? Niggas are sitting around like, how you doing, Miss Johnson? Yeah, we just watched part one. You know, it's gotta
I can't wait for that to drop. I don't know.
That's
gonna be a hectic day on social media, man.
Yeah, and it's gonna be hectic for not just the women.
Guys too.
Yo. Pouring champagne on chicks, just wilding.
Yeah, no, it's wilding. It's gonna be a gross time, man.
Very gross time.
And I'm gonna be with there my popcorn.
Yeah, just going ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, all right, let's take some questions. So remember we spoke about the gun that's going to be facial recognition soon?
Yes.
That's coming out for sale, $1,500.
Yeah. I think that's good.
I don't know.
This is your weapon. You're the only one who can fire that weapon.
Unless I can hack it, kill somebody, and now you can't prove that this is not your gun. This is your gun.
Well, Malcolm, now you're talking like spy shit. You're talking... what's the guy named?
John Wick? Jason Bourne?
Jason Bourne shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Come on. But now, I did see Mayor Adams is trying to turn the 3D gun making ghost guns illegal to even make them. Because it's not illegal for you to make them. It's illegal for you to sell them.
Oh.
So you can be in your crib and make a 3D joint.
Oh.
But you can't sell it.
So and now, then you just take a suggested donation, like museum.
Yes. Like, I'm not selling this. But the $250, you could have it. And so what they're noticing is a huge spike in these ghost guns because there's no serial. You can't trace them.
Yeah.
So everybody on the street got these plastic guns that they made, using a regular 3D machine that you could buy from the store. And, you could download the schematics and you're in business.
Yeah, just piece by piece, just make a gun.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing now. So, but I do think it's sort of like the fingerprint joint.
Mm-hmm.
They got the fingerprint guns that you can't fire unless your fingerprint is on it. But the same people who make that can make the back door pause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's always going to be a way around that because gun manufacturers make their real money on the so-called black market.
Yeah.
So it's the same dude put your security shit in.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same dude to sell the code to his man to come through and rob your house when you're not there. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. So that's only going to make it look good. Make Smith & Wesson and all these gun dealers look like they're being more responsible.
Gotcha. Somebody said, thoughts on Angel Reese dissing short guys. Why are girls so shallow with men's height nowadays? I don't know if that's the case.
What's the question now?
Angel Reese, the LSU basketball player, she dissing short guys. Because she's 6'10". Like, she's supposed to date somebody.
Well, I would assume she would date somebody her size.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she's a rare case.
That too.
In most instances. So,
listen, this is how I feel. This is how I feel. I've seen a lot of short dudes bag.
We all lay down. We all the same size.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
lay down.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen. So just be confident in you. If she don't want you, she don't want you. Like, it's not that difficult.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's really not that difficult. Really there are a lot of women out here. There are a lot of guys out here. It's not that difficult. Oh, they're like all types of shapes and sizes. I went to college with one dude, big brolic dude, who only liked big girls. I thought he was lying. Mm. Like, I thought he was lying, but he only liked big girls.
Yeah.
And you got to respect it. Like, yo,
That's his thing. That's his thing. So, you know.
You know what I'm saying? So, listen, you know.
Listen, all women are bi. They're either bipolar or bisexual. God damn it. Find you one. Go now.
This is when your dad's Facebook timeline is just old meme jokes. This is what happens.
Yeah.
Did you talk about Michelle Rodriguez? She said something about, she was talking about like lack of diversity.
Who is she?
She's from Fast and Furious. Letty.
Oh, she had the nerve to say the Marvel movies. Like, how many Marvel movies can you watch?
No, she didn't.
And I'm like, did you just say that when y'all keep giving me the same goddamn movie?
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No. She did.
She crazy.
That's funny.
Travis Randolph on stand.
I think he should have not tested.
I didn't see the testimony.
I didn't see his testimony.
If you saying that, then if that's the way you feel, then that's probably the way it is.
Hmm.
Hey, Trakiva.
Hey.
That's my sister-in-law.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't want to put you on blast, but I heard them Krispy Kremes were supposed to be here Monday the 5th.
Today
check
is
my calendar.
Today is indeed.
Today is Monday the 5th, and I want to support the kids now and help them get uniforms, but I need my donuts.
Yeah.
Right? I was expecting to have a cup of coffee tonight with my Krispies, but I'm hearing they're coming, you know.
I was going to say something. Oh, so Cardi B, she shouted out LSU and the new song she had with Latto, and not LSU. This is why women's college basketball does better than WNBA as far as branding goes, because mm-hmm. they just kind of let everybody connect, especially with the NIL. The Angel Reese was actually in that video with them when she like shouted, when they like shouted her out.
Oh, okay.
And Cardi B said something like, I should play for LSU, something like that. So like they superimposed her into a jersey and then she put that up. And
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That means nothing to you guys. It just, no. It just is.
Yo, Dot, would you ever do a part 4 of NH?
Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, exclusive only? I might.
That'd be a good one.
That might be a good one. That might be a good one. That might be, y'all see Trey Songz getting a sexual assault
bro,
case from a 10-year-old incident.
Listen.
I hear he got a bad reputation already.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, once your reputation begins to fall.
Like, somebody posted, like, 5 different TMZ articles of him getting sued by this one, him being accused of this, him being arrested. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know,
As a matter of fact, somebody else came out on Bill Cosby.
We spoke about
from
that.
1979 or something like
50 years or something crazy.
50 years or something. Yeah. Something
from
crazy.
From the Playboy Mansion.
Sheesh. I don't even know where the hell I was. Yeah. God damn.
Exactly.
Lady, are you for real? Did y'all talk about the sonic boom in D.C. with the plane, right?
Yeah. You were talking.
And it was, I believe the pilot was not responding.
Okay.
Or something. That's all I heard.
Yeah.
But that sounded like a cover story. That sounded like somebody may have breached airspace or something that they wasn't supposed to be. And what's the deal with the sonic boom? I heard it was very loud. I did hear about that. Please give me some more information. Be that mine as well, especially with all these stuff that's changed and came out that is clearer BS footage that,
I saw
why it was a billionaire and kids on the plane.
What plane?
Maybe the plane that was unresponsive.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Please give sales at urbanx.nyc. Mama Zeke. So, in the YMW Melly case, that's the guy who is on trial for killing both of his friends.
Yes.
He's if he gets convicted, he'll get the death penalty. The judge allowed the jury to vote on if he's guilty or something like that. It doesn't have to be unanimous. It has to be like 8-4 or something really? Crazy like that. Really? Yeah, that's something like new.
Is that something new?
Yeah, that's something new. I don't think that's been a thing.
Can you do a chicken soup remix?
I like chicken soup. That was great.
That was a great song. Hey, guys, you catch the you interview on 47 on Univision. Whether you just shut your girl.
Happy B-Day.
Oh, I just screwed all that up.
Yes, you did. Happy birthday. Happy 47th birthday to you. And we did talk, we did catch your uninterview.
Yeah.
We spoke about it on the exclusive
episode. Yeah.
Episode 5, I believe. Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of 5, it's only $5.
Yeah. Question, Dot and Malcolm, love y'all brothers to life. The climate is changing so drastically and seemingly affecting people's character and attitudes. Is there an insane shift coming? So, I don't know, because what I hear is that a lot of the climate claims have been like really, really overblown.
I don't think they meant the literal climate change. I think they meant like the climate of the people. That's the way I took that.
Oh, okay. So, man, see, linear mind.
And so, no, but to best answer that question, I've always spoken of a few things, and one of them is this separation. And that separation is you can't take everybody with you. As you shift and ascend in your mindset, there are some people who are going to be agitated because they can't accept what's coming. And that will drive some people insane.
Yes.
Or, you know what I'm saying, drive a wedge between you and people you've been close with your whole life is because you're ready for what's next and they are not. And so we get that great divide, coming through. Now, if you're talking about the actual climate, I don't really know. But I do know the climate is changing. It ain't hot in New York right now. Climate in itself is very important to mood and attitude. And when we start speaking about mind control, the aluminum particles in the chemtrail, which have these mirror particles, as Dr. Delbert Blaze used to teach us, that reflect back up the actual rays of the sun, and you only get what appears to be particles, but they're reflecting off particles, you know what I'm saying? Mirrored-like particles. And so the energy that would come from the sun that would actually waken you up and automatically in tune, because the greatest source of information is the sun.
Yeah.
For you here, on Saturn and all that other stuff too. But our sun currently, you know, being... the one we have, but if they can block it.
Hold up. Shane, thank you for the super chat.
Yes. If they can block it.
Cash app, yes.
You think you're getting vitamin D. That's why there's a vitamin D deficiency on the whole planet. And you say, how is that possible? The sun is shining every day. No, it's not.
Yeah.
The appearance of the sun
is
shining every day. And so when we speak about climate behavior from that standpoint, we all sort of insane.
Yeah.
But there is a shift in consciousness, which is always the telltale between people who are stuck and they believe that old way and they still holding on to that, and those who have the ability to let that stuff go.
Yeah, no, okay, so that was a better explanation to what the hell
I think that's what he was talking about.
Yo, I saw a story about these soldiers. I don't know who they were fighting. They were in Iraq, and they came across a red-haired giant that killed one of their soldiers. And the guy, his face was blurred out. He was talking about it, and it was just, I believed him. But then it cut to somebody else, somebody who got the transport of the body, and he explained, he described the same thing.
Yeah.
Giants.
Well, again, these underground passages...
He said he was like 12 to 15 feet tall.
Yes.
Strong as hell.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. People think when we went to Iraq for the Saddam Hussein situation, that we were out there fighting over like some war or oil. That shit was about stargates. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The looking glass in particular, they got one stargate, which enables them to see into the future, but they couldn't see past 2012. Really, really bizarre stuff. And so... these stargates that Saddam found, he was finding out how to activate them shits and portals you could walk in and out of and, you know, things of that nature. So it's a lot of deep stuff going on with the underground. Sasquatches and shit.
So a lot of these people, when we talk about like what these wars and things like that are really about, right? From Hitler to Putin to Saddam to Gaddafi, how come when like they get caught or something, or like the camera's on them, they never just like say it? You get what I mean?
Who never say it?
They don't.
Who? Saddam and them?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Like, how come, like, he's in the same, like, because you're not. This is what it's about.
Because they won't. You ever see them hold Saddam and give a press conference? Or Bin Laden? No, they always kill them and show you a dead body. Gaddafi and all of them. It's always dead bodies behind that. You know what I mean? Remember, there's a cover story. You can't tell the people we're going into Iraq
because educated we brother found with the smart.
Five Stargates, or there's an underground passage with 12-foot beings from Tartaria or somewhere that reside in these underground.
Yeah.
You can't tell people no crazy ish like that. So it's always one of them kind of stories. Yeah. He said, Dot shoulders bionic. Dude, listen, where y'all want to go? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember, I'm 25 years in to that kind of theory and stuff. And so none of that stuff ever shocks me. I had to sit through 10, 12, 14-hour lectures of that kind of information being delivered with a straight face. Mm. You know what I mean? So, no. This is child's play. Death makes a good exclusive. Oh, yeah. Talk about the IRS being able to go into people's bank accounts without a warrant now.
Yeah.
So they could just be like, yo, let's see what you got moving over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy? That was probably signed in through a bill that had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And
while we was looking this way, and they signed that bill, because they always do that. While we was talking Jamie Foxx or something like this, they signed that into effect. Yeah. And now the IRS don't need, they just go to your bank account, see how your money moving.
Yeah.
And so if you're a target of any sort,
we
see irregularities in your. We see Kevin just sent you $10 in your Cash App.
Yeah,
and based on the last 12 months, you received 42.7 Cash Apps.
Yeah,
we need that money. So who knows where this thing is going, and it's bad.
IRS and Federal Reserve be wilding. Yes,
nice. Yes. That please explain the down. Low rappers in the 90s, there were a lot, still a lot. It wasn't just the 90s, still a lot of them.
Yeah. RH, thank you for the super chat. It said, mother son duo heading to Poland to teach English. Oh, that's
I love it. Mother son duo heading out there, get it done.
So somebody asked a question. Do you believe January 6th was initiated to halt any future uprising in America? People have been beaten down not to fight back for years, but Jan 6 seemed like they wanted to quash any future revolt. No, I think that was the opposite of what they're telling us. I think there was something going on with a lot of the elected officials
being arrested.
Because
they needed a cover.
Exactly. So the perfect cover is to say it's Trump, you know, overthrowing the government when he has kind of a paper trail that he left saying, like, I didn't do that. But I saw videos from inside, inside. It didn't look every time they gave a story, and then they had hours and hours of footage inside. They were cops directing people where to come.
Yes, and letting people in. Yeah. So
all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi, her daughter was filming a vlog reality show that day of, like, just happened to be that day. I saw footage of her getting escorted by female marshals. Somebody explained that if she's getting arrested, it's going to be by a female marshal because she is female.
Right, right.
And they have to follow her around. So all of that kind of fits. And I was just like, yo, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I want my brothers and sisters, at least here at the Urban X Nation, don't take anything. Your own eyes can lie to you. That's how deep and clever these individuals are. So when you see stuff, take it at face value, but sit back and find out just how true this could be. Always think cover stories. Always think, why is this information? How did we get here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all of these things playing a role. You think you marching and starting a revolution, and ain't nothing revolutionary about what you're doing. We got you marching down that street for a reason. Or we got you taking up this cause for a reason.
Yeah.
It's all relative to the facts.
And going back to the IRS thing, that's why when you pay attention to politics, right, and they go, so and so didn't sign for, let's say, reparations, right? And let's say I'm city official, you know, I'm on Congress or whatever, and y'all hear, yo, Malcolm, he signed against reparations, but it would be on page one, it's about reparations, but on page 30, it's like,
absolutely,
throw all black people in jail, something like that. And yes. I go, yo, the reason why it was a bunch of stuff in there,
absolutely,
that would have been worse. That's what happens in politics.
And right? Then the media just takes that one little, it's sort of like taking a soundbite of something somebody said. Like if you're not a regular to our show, and they take a soundbite of something I said, it'd just be crazy. Yeah. Be like, ah.
Yeah.
But if you're a regular, you know what this is about. So that's another thing that's very important. It's time to get out of here.
Yes, with that being said, guys, we appreciate you. Thank you yet again for joining us for another amazing show for the Urban X podcast. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend,
Tell a friend.
Tomorrow, 5-hour flash sale. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
If you want your stuff, Father's Day and Juneteenth, don't miss it. 50% off.
And I still got them hoodies. Not a lot, but.
Still got a few of the embossed joints.
Get them in a couple of them joints.
All right. So we will see you guys on the after. We will see the members on the after show. And everybody else, we will see you guys on Thursday. Peace.
Peace.